It is time for Cover Your Assets. It is time to bring in Jim Lynch. Jim, an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports. He has, of course, politics. He's got more than 40 to 50 years of experience with all that. Let's see if that's Jim on the line right now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm locked out of my they want me to pay my bill, my Blue Cross Blue Shield. And I've entered the wrong information, so now I'm locked out for at least 30 minutes. other than that, it's fine.
That's small potatoes versus what the rest of the world is going through.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not going to complain about it because if I have to worry about that, then I'm in good shape, very good shape, because, of course, once again, we're looking to the Ukraine. The Russian offensive in Donbas has started. Of course, the Ukrainians blew up a major ammunition depot just the other day there. But once again, the Russian troops are now pouring into the country with more machinery and more people.
Well, more and more it's becoming obvious, or it should be becoming obvious, to the rest of the world, including ourselves as part of that world, that this Ukrainian, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is causing problems worldwide. And already we have had substantial problems with food in places like Yemen and Northern Africa, and that will continue to expand. One, because Ukraine is very much part of the wheat belt, supplying wheat to a lot of the world. Two, there's a lockdown in shipping because of the embargo sanctions on Russia. And three, we have an ongoing inflation caused by the price of oil jumping in relationship to the Ukraine situation. Though lately, the oil itself, not the gas, has come off a bit. It was as high as about 120, and it's steadily gone down. It's about 98 now. The bottom line is, when you look at the worldwide problems of starvation, which is not going to stop overnight, and it, by the way, it's influencing places other than those I mentioned. For instance, Shanghai, which is on lockdown in China because of a new pandemic or additional pandemic, they are finding it hard to get food because of the transfer of the food from nations producing it to, for instance, Shanghai, has been lengthened by this conflict. The conflict is taking up more and more of the transportation, be it in ships, even planes, and obviously the obvious over-the-road trucks. So the world is now faced with the following, in my opinion. We have the firepower between the U.S. and NATO to begin to put an end to this thing in Ukraine by basically providing planes to the Ukrainians. And if that doesn't do it, then go in ourselves and take out the Russians. This is, again, a worldwide problem. The threat of nuclear hangs over the heads of everybody, but that it's been hanging over the heads of everybody since nuclear was created. Calling Russians bluff is not what I'm suggesting. Rather, taking a much stronger stance to prove to the Russians that we're not going to lie down to the fear of nuclear. And we can do that, frankly, by just getting going with the planes. And as we're doing that, tell the Russians very simply, directly, indirectly, publicly or privately, we've got the might to put you down nuclear. So if you want to do that, we're locked and loaded. But we have got to stop hearing Zelensky from Ukraine, who is truly a marvelous human being, complaining about the obvious, that we have the firepower to take out the Russians. And the world is waiting for us to go and do it. I think the world is willing to run the risk that we have a third world war. Because what good is the planet if people are starving on it, partially because of the war? What happens? Why do we have to live in fear everywhere in the world? Our children in this country are fearful of what's going on in this war. So it's time to pull up our socks, and we've done everything we can diplomatically, and the Russians have thrown that back in our faces. So, you know, unfortunately, things happen that are not very pleasant, but frequently when things are not pleasant to begin with, but solve the problem, it becomes pleasant. So I hate to be talking like this, but it's a reality, and it's a reality that more people have got to get involved in. It's like if you're out in the wild and you've got two shots left in your gun, and there's a couple of cougars around, you know, ready to challenge you, what do you do? You do the best you can.
Yep. But it's hard to look at this. It's hard to look at this and just be scared as to where it's going to wind up, because there's no way that he's going to stop. And once he gets into the Donbas region, he'll if they win there, he will move on to the rest of Ukraine.
That's right. Now, it will be a bitter fight, which means that thousands of innocent Ukrainians will be killed. That is another issue which I didn't mention a minute ago. The genocide, the war crimes that the Russians are committing, they must be stopped. We saw this in Bosnia under Bill Clinton's watch, where he didn't take the decisive action to end that. And it cost thousands and thousands of lives. We cannot allow the Russians to butcher civilians. There are pictures now of the results of Russian soldiers, the latest one, tying a young man's arm behind his back and shooting in the head in front of his mother. Now that's not humane. We need to bring back humanity to the entire world. And if we've got to do it by military action, so be it. I mean, okay, I don't want to extrapolate this because I don't think it'll happen quite this way. But if we look at the Russians taking Ukraine, basically, if they take Ukraine, they can box off the Black Sea, where there is a lot of, not a lot of, that's where the wheat goes out of Ukraine, and the Russians have the Navy there. Let's say that happens, Ukraine is gone, then they're on to the smaller European nations. And when will we fight? Will we fight when they attack NATO? Yes, we will fight when they attack NATO. But that might be at the loss of another 500,000 Ukrainian lives. Are we willing as a country to live with that? I don't think so. I certainly know I don't think so. And I'll tell you, it will be immoral, and we'll live with it for the rest of our lives in this country. So action must be taken now. There's a new person running the operation for the Russians, as you've read, and he's called the Butcher of Syria. because of what he did in Syria, as the Russians basically slaughtered Syrians at the behest of the head guy. Do we want to live with that as a world? It's now a world situation. It's no longer a U.S. situation. It's no longer a Ukrainian situation. It's no longer a NATO situation. It's a world situation. The world is kind of coming apart here a little bit. I've mentioned to you trade. And the real problem now is the psyche, which has gotten worse, you know, in a violent way in this country. That's going to get worse all over the world as there's no law and order. Very serious stuff. You got to pay attention to it. You have to understand what the risks are and what the rewards are. And the risk of a third world war, well, you know, with all of the armaments we've been building up in this country and everywhere else in the world, we certainly now confronted with it, would be naive to believe that one day this would not result in some kind of major altercation. And let's get the altercation over and let's win this thing. The Russians are getting weaker and weaker. I don't think we can wait for the population in Russia, which is beginning, will be starving soon, to rebel against the government. That's not a good strategy. But indeed, the Russians are getting weaker and weaker in terms of their economy. Many of the rich oligarchs are feeling the pressure. And sure, that's great. But if you're in Ukraine and your 19-year-old son is being shot in the back of the head, who cares the pressure on Russia? Yeah, eventually it will bring him down. But who cares? Who wants to wait for thousands and thousands of more people in Ukraine and possibly, as we're suggesting, the Russians beginning to play games in the other European nations?
Well, it's interesting. Was it Australia tried speaking to Putin directly, and that didn't go well at all?
No, the Australian he came away and said, this guy's going to go for it. He's losing. He's losing. His strategy was one thing that went awry, but his misjudgment of the character of the Ukrainian people is really what he did. And make a mistake, a huge mistake. But the other mistake, he really took for granted that with all these troops he had, it was going to be easy. But he didn't realize that these troops were 18 and 20-year-olds who hadn't seen the same battles that the Ukrainians had seen from 2014 and were not battle-tested. And therefore, there have been a number of them surrendering. In fact, one commander of a tank, pardon me for laughing, of a Russian tank operation was run over by one of his men. And the message is getting back more and more to the Russian people, courtesy of cell phones from their people on the lines, that, you know, this is terrible. Initially, the Russian soldiers were very, very hesitant to be violent, but now that's turned topsy-turvy. And they've been told to be animals, and they're being animals. And I love all animals, but just using it as the mad dog theory, they must be put down.
All right. I want to go to the business world now. Elon Musk, he somehow managed to acquire 19% of Twitter. He did it illegally, got fined by the SEC because you're only meant to buy in increments of 5%. Anything over that, you're meant to apply to them. By not applying to them when he bought the additional percentage, he actually made more money on buying the stock. But now, so he's got 19% of the stock. They were going to put him on the board. and he's not going on the board, and it looks like he's going to try a hostile takeover. We live in really unbelievable times.
Yes, we do, and Mr. Musk is very, very difficult to figure out. If I were he, I would begin to slow down my going forward and concentrate on making his car company very superior, because he's supposed to be very brilliant, but the ones who really have made the money have been the ones who stayed with what they were doing best, which is Bezos and the people at Apple and some of the major companies involved with the computer and technology area. But going from a car company to I don't know what you would call Twitter, but that type of operation, there doesn't seem to be much synergy. And also, he's entering a territory which I think has become quite competitive. Podcasts are more and more being used by people to make their point, and many of them you have the ability to ask questions and so forth and so on. So it will be a bit of a disruption in the market, possibly, but those who are smart will take advantage of it. And if he pushes the price in a hostile takeover, it'll probably be a good time to get out. It's really not good for a company to have somebody like this running around bad-mouthing it. Whether you like Twitter or not is immaterial. But I tell you, folks, there are too many other things to be bothered with. Worried about. Thing of it is, if you own Twitter, there's some action place here. If this guy might go crazy and decide to do as Marshall has said and do a takeover. So if you own it, I guess you got to keep it and see until you see what he does. I would not buy it. But there are more important things in your lives than Twitter. In the sense of investment, today at 8:30, new inflation report 8.5%. A big rate up was not unexpected, and the key is inflation. Sometimes can on its own kind of start moving down if the economy comes off. Well, wages will probably stay the same. Various and sundry other things will come off. But I want to reiterate what I've mentioned before. This inflation, in a way, had to take place as the federal government had to spend trillions of dollars in avoiding a depression. That was during the beginning of the pandemic. We were going down the tubes. The stock market had gone from about 30,000 18,000. If the government hadn't stepped in, it would be Katie bar the door for the market and for the economy, and we would have been in probably a depression. So the inflation we have now is a small price to pay for the fact that we avoided a depression. There are ways to deal with inflation. You don't have to spend so much. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. One savings grace might be wages have increased during this time. And if the inflation begins fading, then you'll enjoy those wages. But again, it's a small price to pay for missing a depression, much as it will be a small price to pay for the risk and the worry all but challenging the Russians to put the world back together again. We cannot allow one person, and it really seems that to be one person, to basically be ruining the psychology of the country, of the world, of our citizens, of our kids, and the lives of the men and women and the children of Ukraine. It's impossible not to see what they're doing to children and women. What animals? Animals. If we could grab them, rather than hang them, I'd put Putin in a zoo and allow people to know how a human being can fall so low. That said, very quickly, on PBS, there's a two-hour series on Benjamin Franklin and how he helped bring this country from the tyranny of the British to the great American democracy we have. It's a two-parter. It is wonderful. It is Ken Burns. We'll all learn. We learn something from it. We'll all learn something from it. It is fantastic for our children. It's fantastic at this moment in time that we realize how this country was created and what it took and the guts and the courage. Let's keep up the guts and the courage to preserve our democracy and help the world preserve itself.
All right, on that note, and with the hope that we don't have another Cuban Missile Crisis, even though it appears like on our hands, we look forward to baseball season with the Yankees and the Mets.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Enjoy it, everybody.
All right, take care, Jim.
Stay cool, stay calm.
All right, take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. And a reminder, all opinions voiced on Cover Your Assets and all of the shows that are hosted by independent folks, the opinions on those shows are the opinions of those people and do not necessarily represent the opinions of people employed by Tri-State Public Communications, WHDD, Cable Channel 6 and 252, and also the Morgan Box and Barn in Sharon. It is just the opinions of the show hosts, and that is it. All right? All right. So we're done with Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets, which you can find online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Jim Lynch. Cover Your Assets.